Oh, it's such an honor, Danny, to be a part of this amazing podcast you're doing here. And it's just really cool to be talking about this book.
You know my work and you've given it a lot of thought, and I don't normally get such good questions, to be honest.
That was so fun.
Yeah, it sure was, especially the quiz. Thanks for preparing that for me.
Thank you for your wonderful questions.
Best when these things just turn into a conversation.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah, you obviously got the book.
Good on you for fighting the good fight too.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
I love your enthusiasm. I just think it's a brilliant thing you're doing, a podcast about, you know, books, and you do a lot of great interviews, so I'm really honoured to be part of it.
I so enjoy listening to the podcast. I truly, I love it.
You're listening to Words and Nerds Podcast with Danny V.
Welcome to today's episode. Thank you for listening. The podcast turned one last October, and I've recorded more than 70 episodes with different authors, and I thought it was a really good time to reflect on why the podcast started and why I hope people listen to the podcast. And I'd love to hear from you too on any of the platforms that I use, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and you can find them on Words and Nerds Podcast. On Twitter, it's wordsandnerds_pod. The first reason I started the podcast was because I love to read, and I think and I hope it encourages other people to read. We all know reading encourages empathy, and I think if you just flick on the news any night of the week, you'll realize that we really need that as a human species. And it provides new perspectives and gives voice to often people who have been voiceless in the past, and I've really advocated for those types of books and voices. So I hope that you've enjoyed that as well. Now, the podcast provides authors with a platform to unpack and discuss their ideas as well as the writing process. And I'm told time and time again that the questions, probably influenced by my English teaching background, I really appreciate it because we really get into the guts of the book. And it's also a great learning experience for writers. For me, it's been the best university on how to write and the writing process. Initially, I started the podcast as a free resource for teachers, educators, librarians, so they can have an author in the classroom. Although we can't always afford to have an author in the classroom, although when we can, we definitely should because they add so much value to our teaching, I thought, how amazing would it be if students and teachers and librarians and educators and readers could access an author whenever they wanted to, so they could either in whichever order read the book first and then get more information from the author about it, or maybe they'll be excited about a book because they hear the author talking about it. I try never to give away spoilers, especially with psychological thrillers. They're quite tricky, so we make sure there's no spoilers so you can actually listen to the podcast and read the book in any order you like. And the most important reason, I think, and I hope that people listen and enjoy the podcast, is that I've tried to build it with a real social conscience. I've sought out authors and books and deal with important issues that I think are really important for people to hear about. Huge advocate for mental illness. I myself have suffered from pretty severe anxiety, and I do talk about it sometimes because I think it's important that we can talk about these things because it makes it easier to deal with. And I feel like talking about my anxiety makes me own it rather than it own me, which has happened in the past. The podcast is an advocate for equality for all. Definitely, we were definitely an advocate for marriage equality right around the world, and was so happy that it finally came to Australia, long overdue. We've talked in depth about the atrocities of the Holocaust in many of the historical fiction novels we've talked about, and I really think that's important so we don't go repeating history. And like I said, you just have to turn on the news and you're often horrified, but we just need to keep having these conversations. I've spoken to Dr. Michael Muhammad Ahmed about growing up Lebanese in Australia and how, as a reader, we need to be confronted to encourage people to change. And I think that's a really important issue. And he's really passionate. And I think that we need people like him to tell us how it is so we can have some positive change. We've talked about domestic violence, feminism, misogyny, the importance of our Indigenous culture, gender, sexuality, parenting, marriage, relationships, divorce, moral ambiguities, socioeconomic status, and our refugees, and everything in between. I really believe that through books, conversation, and education, we can create a better world. And when you see things in the news that are disturbing and defy all those things I just mentioned earlier, we just have to keep talking about them and reshaping the world to be more empathetic, accepting and kind. And we need to do that, I guess, first and foremost with ourselves, but then with our children who read books as well. So thank you so much for listening. And if you believe the podcast does a great job, you can do a couple of things if you choose to. First of all, you can just keep listening. That's more than I could ask for. The podcast has had, you know, over 20,000 listens and it grows every single month. And so eternally grateful that people are enjoying the conversations with these incredible authors who are so interesting and so passionate about their work. You could, if you wanted to, you could leave a review on iTunes. I don't even know if the algorithms are real. I don't even know what they actually do, but it's always nice to get positive feedback. I try myself to give positive feedback where I can with other podcasts and definitely books. You could vote for the podcast for the popular vote at the Australian Podcast Awards. They've actually made their voting system much easier than it was a couple of days ago. So you can just go to Australian Podcast Awards and go to the popular vote. You know, winning these kind of awards is not why I ever did this. This is a great hobby that I love, but you know, hey, why not? It's there. You could follow me and say hi and interact on all the social media platforms I mentioned before. I really like interacting with listeners and talking about books because that's, well, you know, one of my favourite things to do. You could subscribe and just keep listening. That'd be awesome. And tell people about the podcast if you think they'd be interested. For those interested in stats, I'll just give you a couple of our most listened to and top played tracks. Our number one top played track is episode 47 with Trent Dalton, who talks about Boys Swallows Universe. And I mean, what a novel that was, best-selling novel of 2018. And I don't think I've read a bad review. Everyone just loves that novel so much. I also speak to Trent in episode 69 about By Sea and Stars. And, you know, if you've heard Trent speak before, he's just so passionate about his work and just such a lovely guy. So there are two episodes that I would really recommend. Like I said, the first one with Boy Swallows Universe, everyone has really latched onto that. So that's been really positive feedback. The second top played track is Craig Johnson. If you've got Netflix, you might have flicked past Longmire. Such a great series, and who can't go past Henry, who's played by Lou Diamond Phillips. Anyone who grew up in the 80s just would love Lou Diamond Phillips, and he does an amazing job in this series. So I speak to Craig Johnson about, you know, looking at his books and writing his books and then adapting them, how they've been adapted for Netflix series Longmire. The third most top played track was with Elliot Perlman, and we talk about his book, The Adventures of Catfinkel, his new children's book. He's also got an adult fiction book coming out this year, which I'm really excited about. Jack Heath is also at the top there. His episode is split into a PG-1 for those who don't want their children to talk about or hear about cannibalism. So, you know, fair, that's pretty fair. But you've also got the full length episode where we go into both his children's and adults' novels. And then we have Lexi Freeman. It was really fun to talk to her from New York. And she talks about identity politics, feminism, and her book Inappropriation, which is just such a wild read. It was really cool. John Purcell, I really like that he's in, you know, the top sort of 10 as well, because I listen to his podcast and it's so great to talk to other podcasters and to have him on my podcast as well and see him have a lot of success with his book. Then we've got Michael Pryor, Megan Jacobson, Kate Forsyth, Christian White, Nicole Hayes, Sarah Bailey, Alice Nelson, Wilka Starkus, Alex Miles, and I could go on and on and on, but they're the top played tracks. But, you know, there are over 70 to choose from, and they're released every week. So check them out if you haven't already. Interact with me on the social media platforms. And just a real big shout out. I mean, Australia is the biggest listener so far, obviously, because I talk about a lot of Australian books, but what has been really crazy is the other countries that come up. And this month, Mexico, one of the countries who have listened most to the podcast, which is really cool. So if you are from Mexico and you have listened to some episodes, I'd love to hear which episodes you're listening to and how the word got around in Mexico. So shout out to you over there. UK also big listeners, and New Zealand ever since JP Pomati's novel Call Me Evie has come out. So hello, New Zealand. And yeah, it's a really cool surprise to see countries who I didn't think would be engaging with the podcast. Had a few from Colombia too, which is probably thanks to Rusty Young and his novels, which are so powerful. Thanks again for listening. I really look forward to bringing you lots of new authors and ideas in 2019. What I like to say is that it's a tiny podcast with really big ideas. So I'm going to try and definitely meet that goal this year. So thank you so much, and stay kind and keep reading.